Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Founders House, family home of Gary and Matilda Vermeer, will be open to the public in honor of Gary Vermeer's 100th birthday. Let's go in-depth with Mary Andringa with Vermeer. Well, Mary, we're standing in your bedroom when you were a little girl.
Yes, thank you, and it's great to have you here.
Well, it's pretty neat. It's a lot of your personality here, and it's pretty interesting. Lots of memories on the wall. What's a significant memory that's exhibited here that you want to share?
Well, it was fun in organizing this Founders Home to take Stan and Bob, my two brothers, their memories and of growing up in the home and kind of the activities they were involved in, and likewise for me, to kind of reflect on what were the things growing up that were significant. And that's kind of what's highlighted in each of our bedrooms. So I think for me, no doubt, one of my significant memories was getting my pilot's license on my 17th birthday. And I have actually a copy of my logbook in the bedroom, and some of my early flying. And it really relates back to being one of the very first passengers my dad ever had when he got his license in 1950. I was 3 months old, and my mom and I went up for our first ride. And I so grew up in flying and being in an airplane. And so getting my own license on my 17th birthday was pretty significant. And then one of my fond memories was when I was on the Tulquin Court in 1968. I was the one who was the pilot. I don't know that this would happen today. The pilot and took the Queen and Court to various places around Iowa, to Ottumwa, to Cedar Rapids, and up to Orange City to be involved in their Tulip Festival in May. So that's probably a significant thing. Obviously, another very significant thing in my life is marriage to my dear husband, Dale Andringa. So we have some pictures of our early years together, as well as our extended family now with our children and grandchildren.
Well, it's like a museum, and I guess that's the purpose, is to show the life of your family, the Vermeer business, to put a sort of a personal side on it. There's a real different feeling here than in the Vermeer Museum. That's about industry and technology, and this is about family.
Exactly, and that was the whole purpose. We wanted this to be the family home museum, not really a chronology of the Vermeer business, because that's quite well captured, I think, in our pavilion museum. But it's interesting, ever since my mother passed away, we've been asked by various customers, you know, we'd really like to see the Founders Home. And we sort of left it as it was for a number of years. And then we thought, you know, I think it's time to put it into sort of a museum form. And we were able to try to follow the guidelines of the National Registry. And we were very pleased about a month ago to realize that it is now on the National Registry for historic buildings and historic houses. So we hope that it sort of helps explain even more about maybe our values as a family, and those values that have really translated into key values for our company.
And for people that don't know where it is, it's just on the east side of the plant by the barns.
That's right. And just in front of, just south of three barns, which were barns which we used on the farm, and which now house actually some of our historic machines down the road. That'll be another project, is to turn those barns into something that could be used and shared with community and employees and customers. So also just south of Yellow Iron Academy, and just east of the Vermeer Mile and the Pavilion.
And these are your dolls.
Yes, I collected dolls, and I collected cups and saucers when I was little. And I have at least a sampling of those in my room. One of my favorite dolls was the one that my dad brought me from Texas. And that kind of started actually my collection. And he was not usually one to bring gifts. That really wasn't his demeanor. But he did bring me a doll back one time from Texas. And that was a special gift.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Founders House with Mary Andringa with Vermeer. Well, can we wander around a little bit?
Absolutely.
What would you like to tell people about next?
Well, let's go into my parents' room. And as if people come to visit, you'll see that their room is not a large room. I actually was able to get the largest room. And when we moved in this house, I was not even quite four, so I didn't pick it. I think my mom decided I was going to need a larger room. So I have a little bit larger room. But in my parents' room, for one thing, there's the quilt. That we do have the bed. That was their bed. And there's a quilt on it. And the quilt is fairly significant because it is has blocks of images that represent the various family members. So Lois and Alma, my sister-in-laws, and I did most of the handwork on it, and my dear aunt actually helped us put the blocks together. But it just gives you a little image of back in around 1980, actually, is when we did this. You know, what were kind of the interests of some of the grandchildren, whom today are all grown up. So Jason, for instance, is on a bicycle in one of the squares, and Mindy is playing with kittens, which she loved. And so each of the grandkids have something special about them on this quilt. Also, this room features a wedding picture of my parents, as well as early pictures of them in their childhood, and also their nuclear family. So the Jacob and Anna Vermeer family, where my dad was the oldest of four sons, and my mom's family, John and Minnie Van Gorp, and her siblings, and she was right in the middle in her family. So just some interesting things. And some pictures of some of the travel that they've done. We also do try to have a video going on a TV, which they did have in their room up on a stand. And so during the open house, that'll be running, and it will be pictures of the early years of Gary and Matilda.
And when is the open house? 2 days, right?
We are pleased to have the house open this Friday and Saturday. On Friday, it will be from 4 to 8 p.m. On Saturday, it will be from 10 to 2. And then that will follow the next weekend, also on the 28th and the 29th. And we actually set it around this time because my dad's birthday is September 29, and that would have been his 100th birthday. So it's a kind of a celebration of the Founders Home getting the recognition on the National Registry and my father's 100th birthday.
Well, there's just some lovely historic items here. This is a gorgeous, what do you call this, a mirror and brush?
Yeah, it's, I think, a vanity set, and it was one that my mother had as long as I remember.
It's pretty neat.
She may have actually gotten it from her mother. I'm not absolutely sure about that.
It's beautiful. Is that turquoise?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think so. It's beautiful. Wow.
It's pretty.
Lots of neat things. Where would you like to go next?
Okay, let's just take a stop at my two brothers' rooms. During the open house, we're hoping to have at least one family member here during each of the hours when it's open. So if you have questions, you know, there'll be somebody here to answer it. But again, in Bob's room, from his early childhood and some of the things he loved are typified in this room, including Legos, not Legos, but Lincoln Logs, the predecessor, I think, Lincoln Logs, and also a number of the opportunities that he has had to be involved in a number of musical things from, you know, high school through college and on to adult life. And Bob also is keenly involved with horses and still enjoys horse riding with his children and his grandchildren. And so part of his room reflects those passions and those loves. And as we go over to Stan's room, we'll see that he also was involved in a number of things growing up. And Stan really enjoyed inventing and tinkering with things. So one of my favorite pictures of him is the float that he made for me when I was probably about 2.5, 3 years old. And he liked making things, and he still does. So some of, you know, his background reflects that, as well as Stan has been and continues to be very involved in ministries in Nigeria. And actually, he and Margaret, his first wife, who died of cancer in the 70s, spent a number of years in Africa in teaching. So, and he continues to go back to Africa. So his room reflects some of those kinds of things.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Founder's House with Mary Andringa with Vermeer.
And as we go over to the kitchen, we've tried to keep the kitchen as much like it was as we could. We did have to make a few wall changes, but the cupboards are original to 1953. The dishes that my mom used, that we use on a daily basis, we still have in the kitchen. And we have some pictures of my mom working in the kitchen or entertaining. And so this was a modest home, actually, and we had no dining room, but my mother entertained a lot. She had her family over, she had friends over for meals. She was a very good cook, and this kitchen table is the one we used, and it did have leads, so it could be made bigger. I think maybe we could get 10 people in this kitchen, but it's really the heart of the home, and so we were glad we could preserve as much of the kitchen as possible, down to the vase with the flowers that she had, or the cookie jar. Those are all of what you will see here are original to the house, including the stove and the fridge. Now, the stove and the fridge, I think, were updated through the many sure. decades, but these were the last ones that were part of this. And we also even have a few samples, not to eat, but only to look at, of some of the things that were favorites of our family in the winter time. Around Christmas, my mother loved making spritz cookies, and so we've got a little plate of spritz cookies. Another favorite of the family was a chocolate sour cream cake, and we have a sample of that. Again, don't eat it. It's already quite old, but just to give you an idea of the look. And as well as the candy dish. I mean, all the grandkids will remember the candy dish. It's a cat that would have M&Ms or corn candy or whatever in it, and it was always in the kitchen for the grandkids to have a little nibble of candy when they were here with grandma. All the grandkids have very, very special memories of spending time with grandma and grandpa, but particularly probably with grandma, and in the kitchen and playing on the floor. And we even have a basket in this living open area of toys that the kids used to play with. Another feature, which was our living room, and we've opened this up now, so there's a few less walls than there were when I was growing up. But the piano was a pretty central part. And this is the original piano. It's the one I spent hours and hours and hours practicing on. And it's the one I often accompanied Bob and Stan on when they practiced solos and that sort of thing. It's terribly out of tune, so please don't try to play it, but it is the piano that we grew up with and was, part of the fabric of our family.
So, I feel like we're in a time machine back to the 50s and 60s. I mean, every detail is perfect.
Yeah, even the picture on the wall, which is, not an original painting or anything, but it was the picture that was always above what we had, the Davenport there, the sofa. And that's what was part of the room. So another room, which is a favorite for so many people, we go through the back entry. And as we walk through, we do have a lot of pictures on the wall in the back entry of kids and grandkids playing outdoors or being on the lawn or playing softball with my mom. I mean, my mother was actually incredible. Into her 80s, she would be out playing with the grandkids, playing ball with them. And she loved that. And when I was growing up, and I was not that good of an athlete, but I did play softball in junior high, and she would go out and practice with me. So, I mean, that was my mom. So we took the garage, which was a two-stall garage, and it was attached, and closed it in so that the garage door is not here anymore. And you can hear the loon in the background, and it typifies a lot of the recreational things that Gary and Matilda loved. Going up to Canada, they went up to Canada for 40 years, my dad would fly a float plane to remote lakes, took family and friends and sometimes Vermeer team members up to Canada for a fishing experience. And we even have mounted some of the fish that they caught through the years. But we also have some of the hunting and fishing things that my dad was involved in locally. And north of town, about 5 miles straight north, was a camp. It was originally a Maytag camp where my dad put a duck blind in for duck hunting, but then also it was about a half mile long mud pond is what it was, and we learned how to water ski there. You went around a lot of circles water skiing, but we taught hundreds of people to water ski there. So we do have a few things from that area, from the camp, including one big huge barbecue grill, and it was a very large one, but it's the one my dad cooked hundreds and hundreds of hamburgers on for guests when they would come to water ski, play a little volleyball, and have a hamburger before they'd go home at night. They were very committed to family and to spending time with family, and we didn't spend a lot of time barbecuing out at our house here, but we would go to the camp, and that's where we did the barbecues. So it was a time of definitely of great family memories.
When is it open again?
This house will be open to the public this Friday and Saturday, and then the following Friday and Saturday, so the 28th and 29th, and the 21st and 22nd, Fridays from 4 to 8 p.m., Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
What do you think your folks would think if they were here and saw what you've done with it?
Oh, my dad would be sitting right here in this garage telling stories. And he wasn't a huge storyteller, but he would love to talk about some of the fishing expeditions or some of the people we taught to water ski at the camp, or maybe his fox hunting group that he went with and enjoyed so much. I think my dad would enjoy that very much, and I think my mom would love sitting in the kitchen and just talking to people.
Thanks to Mary Andringa for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.